Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word for you. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Well, good evening, Guts Church. My name is Chano Trevino. Pastor Bill Shear spoke a phenomenal word on Sunday, and I have the honor to speak tonight. The reason I'm speaking tonight is because on Monday morning at 4:30 a.m., Pastor Bill's dad went to be with the Lord, and funeral services are tomorrow for his dad, and he's there, and the great news is he knew the Lord. The great news is heaven's not a consolation prize, it's the grand prize, and he lived an amazing life, and he obviously raised some amazing kids. This church is proof of that. What's happened here is because of what he did in Pastor Bill's life. And so just be in prayer for the family. Pastor Bill will be doing that service tomorrow, so please be in prayer for him. And I'm going to pray and let's get rolling. God, we love you so much. Father, we want to tune into you and what you have for us this evening, God. God, our hearts, our minds, everything, we're open and ready to receive your word in our hearts in Jesus' name. And everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, my name is Chano Trevino. I was thinking of a funny story while I was sitting over there. My good friend Jeremy Bedell sitting over there, and I looked at him and I said, hey man, you look a little tired. And he said, hey, you're not supposed to look at their faces when you speak. Which reminds me of a time. We were staying in a hotel room in Oklahoma City at a Youth America conference. Exciting. And I had the opportunity to speak that Sunday, and I said, Dubs, you mind if I run some of my notes by you? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, man, I was just fired up. And I started telling him about the notes, and I was like, man, he must be into it because he's not saying anything, right? And I'm just rolling and rolling, and I'm wrapping up my message. Dubs, what do you think? Dubs, he was out cold. He was asleep. And I was like, all right, so it's that good. So I'm going to go a different direction probably than what I was saying to you. So good friends will fall asleep to you while you're going over your message notes. So confident in our friendship. Right. A couple things Pastor Bill said in that video that struck me in a way that maybe something hadn't struck me in a long time. Two things that he said that stuck out to me. The first one was, where you are today is determined by the words you've spoken and the words that have been spoken over you. And the second thing he said is, we don't have what we see, we have what we say. And I think that is so difficult for people to understand. I have a 12-year-old daughter. She's amazing. She's been at Guts Church her entire life. She was dedicated at this church. She goes to our junior high services. And we're constantly having this conversation. You know, she starts feeling sick, and I just say, hey, I want you to say I'm healed. She's like, but I'm not. Like, I feel sick. And I'm like, yeah, but we're speaking God's promise over your life. And his promise is that you're healed. She's like, I know, but I don't, how do I say that if I don't feel good, Dad? So we have this whole conversation, and I feel like she's really starting to understand it. But the reality is, as an adult, we have that. How can I say I'm blessed when I've seen the bills that are due this week that I may not have the money to do it? How can I say that I'm healed when I know in my body and the doctor's report says I'm not? So that's what's so difficult, because the Bible says walk by faith and not by sight. And we can recite that and we can sing about it. Other people can say it and we get fired up. But the reality is so many of us are living by what we see and not by what we say. And I'm telling you, that's God's heart. That's how he created everything. In the beginning, he spoke. Man, he said it and it came to being. That's amazing. That same power lives and dwells on the inside of us. And I think too often we forget. Too often we just think we got to deal with the cards that were dealt us. Not a chance. When you give your life to Jesus, that old thing goes out the window. You don't have to live by the cards you were dealt. You now get to live by the cards he gave you. And it's a winning hand every single time because he loves you. It's nepotism at its best. It really is. God, our Father, is cheering us on. His desire is for us to win. Man, are we saying that? Because we get strapped by the words we speak. Man, if doubt's constantly coming out of your mouth, you're probably going to have doubt. If fear is constantly coming out of your mouth, you're probably going to have fear. Isn't that crazy? But a victory, victorious. Man, I'm blessed. I'm healed. I'm whole. If that's coming out of your mouth, you will have what you say. And I want to be honest, man. This principle is true no matter what, because it's in God's word. Growing up, I didn't really know the Lord. Didn't go to church much. But all the time, I just remember being all the time saying, I just don't get sick. I don't know why, I just don't get sick. I said that all the time. Like, I had to fake sick just so I could miss school because everybody else was getting to miss school, so I would fake sick, but I was like, I just don't get sick. I don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, my friends would be sick, I just don't get sick. because I was always saying, man, I didn't know why I didn't get sick. I didn't understand the promise of God, but I was speaking his truth. Man, I was speaking his truth. So many of us, we come down with a symptom and it's like, I'm gonna get the flu. I know it's this time of year. I get the flu at this time of the year, every year. Well, you have what you say. If you wanna quit having the flu at that time, man, you see that season coming up, you dive into God's word like you never have before. Man, you begin to find scriptures that back up what we're saying. Man, that by his stripes we've been healed. That's what you start saying. I'm telling you guys, this is a big change for everybody in the room. That you gotta begin to start saying the things you know that are true in God's word, not what you see, not your circumstances. And I'm so excited for you guys just to say, have an open heart tonight. Man, God, I wanna hear what you have to say about me. God, I wanna begin to understand this principle. Because if you can understand this principle, it doesn't just change your lives. I'm talking about generations being changed. I'm talking about not just you, but your kids and your kids' kids being forever changed because you learned how to speak God's promise. Because you learned how to say the things that God your Father so badly wants you to have. But so often, we're kind of just strapped by our words. Man, our words, the words that we've said, that's kind of who we become. My first point is give up control. Give up control. There's a cool Psalm, chapter 141, verse 3 in the New Living Translation. It says this, take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. That's what some of you just need to say. Take control of my words. Man, take control of it, God. Take control of what I say and guard my lips. Because some of you are in here, you're like, I don't know what to say. And can I just tell you, the key is getting into God's word. I didn't know anything when I got saved, nothing. Man, I just began to devour the word of God. I wanted to know what this life was about that I had just, that's what's funny, is I committed my life to God before I knew what it was all about. And let me tell you, it's an amazing life. But I had no idea. I just knew he was real. I just knew that he loved me so much that he gave his son and that my job was to commit my life to him. That's all that I knew I was in. A God that would love me that much, man, I'm in. I wanted that, whatever it was. So I had to begin to dive into his word. And I'm telling you, you'll read stuff and you'll be like, huh, that's what they talk about at church. Huh, that's that song they were singing. And I'm telling you, it begins to just jump out of you. It's all coming from the Bible. Man, every single bit of it is coming from his word. You have to get into that word and then not just hear it, but you got to begin to speak it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You want your faith to grow? Just begin to listen to yourself saying God's word. Just start saying God's word. Man, he meets all of my needs. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amazing verses. We begin to say and our faith begins to increase. Our faith begins to grow. Why? Because our words are powerful. And that's how our faith grows, by hearing the word of God. Man, us speaking it gives us power because we're hearing it. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2, also in the New Living Translation says, wise words will win you a good meal. How many of you guys like a good meal? Raise your hand if you like a good meal. I'm a fan of a good meal, okay? I like steak myself. If you don't like steak, there's something wrong with you, okay? Wise words will win you a good meal, but treacherous people have an appetite for violence. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. Man, it'd be crazy to see how many friendships were ruined in this room because you said something you wanted to grab it before it came out of your mouth. How many family relationships, man, just aren't where they used to be because you said something and it wasn't in the right time or it wasn't in the right heart and you knew you shouldn't have said it. That's how powerful our words are. Our words can literally ruin everything. You can build up an amazing reputation, and you'll see it in politics a lot, and one sentence, one paragraph, one phone conversation that's picked up begins to ruin everything. That's how powerful your words are. You can spend 40 years building this relationship and a few words can tear it down. Just a few. That's how powerful our words are. Please understand that. Man, right now in my own home, in my parents' home in Oregon, there's stuff going on. I mean, my sister's calling me, my mom's calling me, my dad's calling me. That's when you know it's real, when they start calling you. I'm like, we don't really talk to each other. Okay, cool. And then they're like, they kind of need advice. And it's all because of a few words that were spoken. I don't think I need to apologize. Man, I'm not doing anything until they apologize. And I'm just like, sounds like we're stuck. Either you got to apologize or you got to forgive them. That's the only way it works. But words were spoken. And sometimes just a few words can ruin everything. It's so, so simple. So, so easy. Just that's how powerful our words are. So I need you guys to begin to understand we have to take control of our words. The days of just saying whatever because it's on my mind have to go away. Has to. You got to say what God tells you to say. You got to say what you find in His Word. You got to say what's encouraging and uplifting. That's what you have to say. But I'm telling you, it's so hard. It's so much easier to say what we see, not to say what God's promised us. Right? You guys here? You guys awake? You hearing me? Isn't that crazy? It's so easy. It's so easy to speak about doubt. So easy to speak about fear. It's so easy to say, it just doesn't ever work out for me. I have a hard time just saying that and making fun of it. That's how hard it is. Because things work out in my favor because I'm a child of God. Nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with how I was raised. Nothing to do because I've earned it. Everything to do with, man, I know who God is, and I know what God has for me. Man, He's a God of peace. He's an overcoming God. James chapter 3. Roger Walsh spoke to the entrance today, and he brought this verse up, and I'm telling you, it hit me so hard. Starting in verse 3, it says this. Indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches. But a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. Just a few words. Whatever your situation is right now, you begin to infuse just a few words, a few of God's words, a few of His promises. Man, if you don't have a Bible, Google Bible verses about whatever you're dealing with and begin to read those verses out loud. Begin to see what God will do in your life. If you haven't had peace in a long time, begin to read verses out loud about peace. I'm telling you, it'll overwhelm you. And it won't make sense because you'll feel like my circumstances are the same. Why is peace here? Because you begin to speak it. Because you begin to use that, what God's given you. Your voice. So I'm telling you guys, I'm encouraging you guys. It just seems like such a small thing. My words? Yeah, your words are powerful. Man, if you say it's hard to get to church, it's going to be hard to get to church. I hear people say that, man, it's just hard to get to church. I'm thinking, really? 2 hours a week? Four if you're super committed on Wednesdays and Sundays? That's hard? You probably watch movies or play video games way more, but I'll tell you, the enemy doesn't want you here because you get life here. Because here you grow. Because here you overcome. So if He can keep you out of these doors, He can win. When you get into these doors, you begin to hear His word, you begin to live His word, He's got no chance. He's got no chance in your life, and He knows it. And that's why He's always trying to keep you out of these doors. Verse 9, also in James 3. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. Everybody say, uh-oh. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. Isn't that crazy? Same tongue, same mouth, same person. I'm up here just, God, you're amazing. God, I love you. And then speaking bad about somebody? Man, the Bible says, don't let it not be so. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble up with both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No, and you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. We got to begin to, man, be careful what's coming. We have to take control of this thing. And the best way to do that is to give control to God. God, take control of my words. God, I don't want to say the things I've said. Some of you guys are in work environments where you could change that entire environment if you begin to speak differently. If you begin to encourage, if you begin to uplift, if you begin to speak God's word. Man, if you just begin to be slower to speak. Because I'm telling you, some of you guys are witty, and it's kind of a gift from God, but sometimes it feels like a little curse, right? Like I'm telling you, what I got in trouble for the most as a kid was I didn't know when to quit talking. It's hard to believe. I know. I mean, like, I remember my cousin one time had me upside down holding my ankles. He's like, you're such a smart aleck, but he didn't say aleck, right? Like, he's just like, why? Why? And I don't know, because I had a comment for everything. Whatever you said, I had an answer, and it normally wasn't what you wanted to hear. I'm telling you, from the age of 8 or 9 years old, my parents, we'd have people over and they'd have me like do stand-up comedy and I loved it. Like I would just tell these jokes and I'm like, can I tell the dirty jokes? Parents would be like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, not good parenting, okay? Don't let your kids tell dirty jokes. But I'm saying it was comedic relief. I loved talking. And I'm telling you, I remember when I got saved. I remember it. I remember thinking there's words I probably don't need to use anymore. I remember thinking I'm not gonna be allowed to say everything that just comes to my mind. That's not easy. A guy who'd done that for his whole life, I had to begin to change the way that I spoke. Why? Because I didn't want somebody to look at me and think, oh, he's just the same old Chana. That's why I wanted to change. The guy that cussed and was a smart aleck and could respond in any which way, that was the old me. And the Bible says old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If it's a new me, I'm probably going to talk a little differently. I'm probably going to speak a little differently. I didn't understand Christian lingo. I didn't, but I knew what it was to be kind. I knew what it was to be encouraging. I knew what it was to not use foul language. And I'm telling you, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. I remember thinking, I'm not going to say it. I remember just thinking, how does someone talk without using the F word? I remember thinking that, like, that was how bad my language had gotten. I'm thinking, it just comes out. Like, and then I hear my brother talk, and I'm like, oh, he still has it. Okay. Number two says guard. Guard. Proverbs 21:23, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. And the way to keep our soul, our mind, will, and emotion from trouble is to guard our mouth. Guard what we say. I'm telling you, this is a good word, but it's a hard word. Man, I got to share with Pastor Bill today what I was speaking about, and he said, we could probably talk about that every week. Because every week we need a reminder. Man, even with our spouses, with our kids, you are speaking things over your kids right now, no matter what age they are, that they're going to begin to believe about themselves. I have a thing with my kids all the time. One of my daughters one time said, I'm not very smart. And I said, hey, no one's allowed to talk bad about my kids. She was like, what? I said, yeah, you're one of my kids, but you're not allowed to talk bad about yourself because no one talks bad about my kids. She was so confused. She's like, nine. Like, what are you talking about, Dad? I'm like, you're not allowed to say you're not smart. You're allowed to say I have the mind of Christ. Man, you're allowed to say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but you are not allowed to say I'm not smart. And I'm telling you, in the back, and this is honest truth, because I made sure those words come out of my mouth, because I remember thinking, this was 2 years ago, I remember thinking, she might be my C student, right? Like, she's real social, everybody loves her, so it's not a big deal. We got a report card back, she had all A's and one B. Why? Because we were speaking what God's word says. Not what Dad was thinking, not what she was saying about herself, we were speaking what God said. What God said is, I'm telling you, she gets out of the car, and I'd remind her pretty much every day, was my prayer, I thank you, God, that Sophia has the mind of Christ. And I'm telling you, she is killing it in school. I'm so proud of her, but we could have in that moment just allowed her to say about herself, I'm not very smart. Some of you parents in here, and maybe you did it wrong, there's always time to make it right. Man, begin to speak life over them now. Begin to speak those things that you want to see come true in their lives. Man, don't be the one that says, my kid just always gets in trouble. Stop it. Man, my kid just doesn't know when to be quiet. Stop it. Man, begin to proclaim God's word over their lives. Guard your words. Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 24 says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else. Remember that, guard your heart. When we get down to a few verses, I want you to remember why guarding our heart is so important. It says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Right? Your heart determines the course of your life. We're going to read in a few moments that out of your heart, words come out. So our heart and our words are now determining the course of our life. It says, avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. It's hard. It's hard. Someone like me, I used to love telling jokes. I'm telling you, that was my thing. I loved it. But then you read something like that in the Word and you think, something's got to change. I got to begin to change the way that I speak. I got to begin to change the stories that I tell. James chapter 1, verse 19 says this, understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear, which is be a careful, thoughtful listener, slow to speak. Everybody say slow to speak. Slow to speak. Slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words. I love the Amplified. What's slow to speak? A speaker of carefully chosen words. Sometimes with our spouse, it's the hardest, right? Like, because they get to see us the most, hear us the most. So, I mean, it is, like my wife sometimes will tell you, I don't really get mad, I get sarcastic. And she says sometimes, I'd rather you get mad than sarcastic, because I don't know, that's how I'm wired. You'll find if someone's in deep pain, sometimes I laugh instead of cry. Not a good thing when your wife's in labor, and you see her in pain, and you want to start laughing in her face. Bad place to be as a husband, right? But sometimes my sarcasm isn't very edifying. And I have to be slow to speak in those moments. I have to choose carefully the words that I'm going to speak. Why? Because I love her and I want to see this relationship flourish, but also because she's tough, right? Okay, so slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and then slow to anger, patient, reflective, forgiving. Slow to anger, A lot of you marriage couples will write this down. James 1, 19 through 20. Slow to anger, patient, reflective, forgiving. Man, what if we were those three things with our spouse, with our kids, with our coworkers, with everybody? For the resentful, deep-seated anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And the righteousness of God is the standard of behavior which he requires from us. So if we want this produced in our lives, we have to be quick to listen, slow to speak. And that slow to speak means we have to choose our words carefully. The days of just saying whatever comes to your mind has to end. And let me tell you, it's hard. I'm here standing here still working on it. I'm here telling you I've gotten so much better and I have such a long way to go. I really do. But man, because I love God and because I love people, I want to see God's best. Yeah, I want to see God, you know, his purpose and his plan fulfilled in people's lives, so I have to speak that. Man, I get to see so many people do some amazing things for God, but I also see people fall off. And that's hard. People who are coming and they're here and they're involved and they're working with our youth and then they're gone. I take it personal, it hurts my heart. I know that those youth need them, but I have to be careful how I speak about them. I have to say, God, I thank you that you bring them back. God, I thank you that their heart gets turned right back to you, God, that sin that's prevailing in their life won't prevail any longer. And that's where you have family that's lost. That's how you speak. Man, God, I thank you that you're going to bring people across their path to speak your word over them, God. I think not just they're dumb. I can't believe they're doing that. Man, they decided to do that. Let them live their life. That doesn't work. That don't work. That doesn't help anybody. That doesn't help anybody. It's like you're almost cursing them, saying whatever's whatever. No. We speak God's promise. We speak God's promise over every situation. We're only going to know his promise if we're in his word every day. I'm telling you guys, commit to that. Commit to being in his word every day and learning his promises. I got two more points, so I'm gonna rush. Number three is call things. Call things. This is where it begins to get tough. Because yeah, we're figuring out how to guard our mouth and we're figuring out how to guard our heart and we're figuring out how, you know, man, I gotta be slow to speak and careful. But the Bible says we have to call things. Here's what it says in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. It says, as it is written, I've made you the father of many nations. It's talking about Abraham. And it says, in the presence of him who believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and he calls those things which do not exist as though they did. I'm going to read that again. He calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Sarah's pregnant. Abraham's got to be thinking, no, we're like 190. There's no way this is going to happen. But God said it. So then what does he begin to say? He begins to proclaim the same thing. Why? Because God said it. God said it, I can say it. If God said it and I say it, we have it. It's a done deal. So we speak those things that are not as though they exist. You may not feel health in your body right now, but you can begin to speak it. You may not feel prosperity in your bank account, but you can begin to speak it. Man, you may not feel peace. You may have dealt with depression and anxiety forever, and you're like, man, I don't know if I'm ever going to get out of this. Quit speaking that. Begin to speak his peace over your life. Begin to speak his joy over your life. Begin to say, God, I'm going to carefully choose every word that I say. And I'm telling you, for a while, it's so difficult. For a while, you begin to trip up. You're like, oh my gosh, I've always said that. I've always said that. I've always said things don't work out. I've always said, you know, I never can catch a break. Stop saying those things. Man, stop it. I'm telling you, that's the enemy. That's not God. God wants you to win. God wants you to catch a break. God wants you to have favor in every situation. So begin to speak that. Begin to let that come out of your mouth. Begin to speak things that don't exist as though they did. Man, if you've been dealing with health for a long time, begin to speak healing over your body. God, I thank you that I'm healed. God, I thank you that I'm whole. You speak it as though it's already happened. That's hard. That's faith. That's faith. When you don't see it, it takes faith. When it doesn't make sense, it takes faith. Man, when you're like, you don't know where I've come from, I could say the same thing. I should not be on this stage. I should not. I shouldn't be in this state. I shouldn't be married with 1,000 kids, right? Like, that shouldn't be happening. But God's good. But I gave my life to Jesus, and I realized there was power in my words. I began to speak his promises over my life. Man, I knew I was going to work at Guts Church one day. I knew it with all my being. Man, I remember I'd tell a few close friends. I had one friend who said, man, you're never going to work there. They have amazing youth guys. They don't need you. So I don't receive that word. Like, you're my homie, but that's not a homie word right there. And but I just remember saying that. I know someday there's going to be this is where I'm at. I graduated college. I was waiting tables because I knew I was just waiting. I was waiting for God to open the right door. And I never quit speaking it. Man, I knew this was my place. I knew this was my home from the moment I walked into it. Now the crazy thing is I couldn't tell you I'd ever be up here. I never thought that, not in a million years. I was just faithful to every step that God gave me. And I just spoke every promise that he had for me. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 says this. Either make a tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Sometimes you say something, you're like, whoa, where did that come from? It's in your heart. So the Bible says to guard your heart, because out of it flow the issues of life. Because if we guard our heart, then our words are guarded. And our words create life, or they create death. Right? So if we can guard our heart, then we're guarding our words. So he's saying, listen, you got to guard your heart, because he's telling us out of our heart, our mouth speaks. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. Our words are powerful. Our words are powerful. Our words can bring communities together, and our words can tear communities apart. Our words can bring families together, or our words can tear families apart. You being in here saying, either I know God or I want to know God's way, you have to be careful with your words. And I'm telling you, in my family, sometimes it's hard because I feel like I'm the only one, my extended family, not at home, with my parents and my siblings. I'm the only one being careful of the words I speak. They still speak very freely and candidly. And I'm telling you, God's given me a place. That's why they're all calling me. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Man, no one's talking to each other. What do we do? I'm saying, man, you guys just got a little careless in your words. You got to say, I love you more. You got to say, I forgive you more. You got to say, I believe in you more. You got to say, I'm here for you more. That's how this thing works. It's not that complicated. It's not. But you got to change the way you talk. And you may be sitting next to somebody you've been married to for 20 years. Make sure you tell them how much you love them, how much you care about them, how much you want to see the vision in their life fulfilled. I so badly want to see the vision in Tara Trevino's life fulfilled because I love her. Man, I know God has something great on the inside of her, so I want to speak that over her as often as I can. I remember just asking her, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? She's like, I want to be a mom. And I'm like, great, let's have a lot of kids, right? I remember just asking her, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Why? Because I so badly wanted to know what was in her heart, because I wanted to speak life over whatever that was. Man, you have spouses and you find out what's in their heart. And there may be a ministry gift on the inside of your spouse or your sibling or your neighbor or your kid that you can find out by just speaking life over them. That's it. Simple as that. Somebody believing in them. Somebody speaking life into them. Somebody speaking greatness over them. My last point is this. It's life. Life. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Let's speak life. 1 Peter 3:10 says this, for the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life, how many of you guys would say you want to enjoy life? Just raise your hand for me. My man Rod's even participating. It's a big deal. How many of you guys want to enjoy life? For real, raise your hand. You want to enjoy life. Here's a simple principle. God breaks it down so easy. It says, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Man, I want to be happy. I want to enjoy life. Keep your mouth from speaking evil and your tongue from telling lies. That's how you enjoy life. God makes it so simple. You've been struggling through whatever you've been struggling, and you just got to change the way you talk. You just got to make sure that you're keeping your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. It is not more complicated than that. It's not. Why? It's in God's word. I didn't make that up. It's not a fun little quote I found in a leadership book. That's God's word. That's 1 Peter 3:10. Go look it up for yourself. If you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Here's my last verse. Ephesians 4, verse 29. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful. Let everything you say be good and helpful to your kids, to your spouse, to your coworker, to your parents, to your neighbor, to the people you hate, to the people that bug you, to the people you can't stand, to the people who've given up on you, to the people you've given up on. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Can I just tell you this? Our words are going to make a place in people's lives, and that may be the difference between them giving their lives to Jesus or not. Our words, us as Christians, sitting in here, the way we speak to people will either open a door in their heart or will close a door even harder. That's how powerful your words are. There are people that you work with, that you're around, that you're related to. You begin to speak life, and you begin to just speak life, and their hearts are going to open up, and you'll see them commit their lives to the Lord. Let's pray in here this morning, this evening. Father, we love you so much. God, we thank you so much for what you're doing in our lives, in our hearts. God, show us where we've missed it. God, show us where maybe we've just kind of been doing things our way. We've just been kind of saying whatever we want to say. Because God, tonight we want to repent of that. God, we want to repent of the wrong things we've said. And God, we are committing to you tonight to speak the right things. God, we want to speak your promises. We want to speak your life. God, we want your best in our lives and in everybody around us. God, we commit to speak life and not death.